every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll definitely prove it. We'll talk this, that, and anything in sports. Our email, sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Heard on Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps. I love TuneIn, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. Of course, radio stations like KSHP in Las Vegas, WGCH in Connecticut, and 1540 in Salt Lake City, Utah. Art Source, 128 years of age now. He had a birthday this week. Laura Snoke, attorney and longtime friend. And Mark Mancini, the big Pittsburgh Pirates fan, but he's wrong about a whole slew of things. He is the world's worst sports handicapper. Happy to have Jeff Felinger on. We've had him on many times. Teaches sports, business, sports media, Edinburgh at USC. We'll talk about everything in sports to Jeff. And, of course, play a little bit of Barron Sports Trivia. All right, what can we talk about? You know, it's an interesting story. I don't think a lot of people talked about it, but Angel Reese, fine player for the Chicago Sky in the WNBA, went after some teammates, said, we got to get better. We got to get better, this and that. And then some members of the press went after her for going after her teammate. Nancy Armour, who's a very good writer for USA Today, said that if it was a guy, the press wouldn't go after him the same way they went after Angel Reese. I disagree. Remember when Aaron Rodgers went after Jordan Love when he was drafted to the Green Bay Packers? He went after the organization. Certainly members of the press, certainly right here, we went after Aaron Eagle Rodgers. So I don't necessarily agree with that. I think it doesn't happen that often where a teammate goes after somebody on his own team. That's all, because people are brighter than that. Angel Reese, of course, went after Caitlin Clark when Angel was at LSU and Caitlin was at Iowa. And she's followed going after her now that Caitlin is in the WNBA. Any comments? SportsFred@AOL.com. SportsFred@AOL.com. What coach is already on the hot seat? We're going into week two in the National Football League. McConnell down in Miami, of course. They've got the Patriots on Sunday. Of course, I think he is on the hot seat. I think where else could – oh, how about Doball with the Giants? Definitely on the hot seat. What happens if Russell Wilson plays poorly again? Do you go to Jackson Dart or do you not go to Jackson Dart? Is he ready to play? You don't know. He played awfully well at Mississippi. He played awfully well when he played for USC. Is he ready for the NFL? Russell Wilson may be too old for the NFL, and he was one time my favorite quarterback. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
There's nothing worse than losing cell service while exploring the great outdoors, but that's changing fast. T-Mobile is bringing coverage to the most remote parts of the country with T-Satellite with Starlink, reaching over 500,000 square miles where towers can't, thanks to over 650 satellites already in orbit. Over 1 million messages have already been sent in hard-to-reach areas from national parks to remote trails. King of Phillips, travel expert.
As someone who's constantly off the beaten path, this changes everything. Now I can stay connected, even deep in the mountains or deserts.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com. Later, Jeff Bellinger teaches sports media, sports business at Annenberg at USC, and he's as sharp as anybody, certainly, in the field. And, all right, I opened the show talking about something that very few, I think, are talking about, but it was interesting, I thought. Angel Reese of the Chicago Sky, very fine WNBA player, went after her teammates, not quite good enough, she said. We got to get younger, this and that. And then a lot of people in the press went after her, don't go after teammates. And Nancy Armour, who's a very fine writer for USA Today, agreed with Angel Reese, saying that if she were a guy and said the same thing, nobody would go after her for that. And I disagree. But Art, you've been around 128 years now, your birthday this week. Your comments.
I think, you know, I don't think being a female or a male has anything to do with going after your teammates. I remember when Julio Urias was pitching for the Dodgers and he got mad at an outfielder for not making a play that he thought he should have played. You don't do that against your teammates. The game is team. You know, you support your team. I mean, I've watched pitchers when guys go over the wall and making spectacular catches. And, you know, the pitcher takes his glove off and actually claps. Be supportive of your teammates. If you want to say something, wait till you get in the dugout, out of everybody's way, and then go meet with the guy in the tunnel and maybe say what you want to say to him. But that's how you handle that with class and dignity. You don't show up your teammates.
Laura Snoke, agree or disagree?
No, I agree. I think if she's talking about – she's pretty outspoken anyway. But if she's talking about personnel issues – that's not really the fault of the team. I mean, that's the fault of management. And if she wants to talk to management about, hey, you know, you need to step up your game and get better players, that's fine. But I don't think you should call out your team in public either. But I get the frustration. I mean, I understand her frustration, but it's not appropriate. I agree with Art.
Mark, you're the world's worst sports handicap, or any comments?
Well, I'm going to throw some fire in on this thing. And I've seen two incidents with the Dodgers where they've publicly kind of – Clayton Kershaw did it with Andy Paez for not making a play recently. And I remember, and it spurred the Dodgers to that big title in 88 when Kirk Gibson came in and wasn't messing around with Jesse Orosco with the eye black. So I think sometimes you got to, you know – be vocal to the point where, I mean, you got to pick and choose your battles when you do these things, but it spurs, sometimes it can spur a team. You're living with these guys pretty much more than you're living with your wife or your girlfriend or your mistress. So,
but Mark, let me
interrupt. Maybe in the locker room, but not in the press.
Mark, let me interrupt you. Yes. One thing. When Kershaw went after Páez, the press went after Kershaw, and Kershaw was well liked. So that's why I disagree with Nancy Armour saying that if it was a guy, and Angel Reese said the same thing, they wouldn't have gone after her and or him in whatever case might be. What I'm saying is that I just think that it's wrong to go after your teammates, and I think the press should go after you if you go after your teammates. Agree or disagree?
Well, I mean, but you can even allude this to a job. Even if two people are working on a job and you feel somebody's not picking up their slack and they're making the same amount of money you are, if you don't say anything, then you know, it's going to fall back on you to keep doing more of the work. Wouldn't you agree on that?
But Art said, I think correctly, you tell them quietly.
Right.
You say, hey, can I have a minute of your time? And you say, look, I need you to give me 100% out there because I'm busting my hump out here on the mound. I understand physical mistakes can be made.
In this day and age, somebody might just throw the finger up too and say, you're not my boss.
Well, and that's a sign of the times too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you maybe go to the coach and take, you know, we need to have a team meeting or something.
Can you imagine a guy like Lombardi putting up with anything that? I mean, you'd be down the road motors so fast you wouldn't know what hit you. Okay? All right, you're either all in or you're all out. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Let's switch to Major League Baseball. Monday of this week, USA Today listed their top all the teams in baseball in order. They have Milwaukee on top, Philadelphia second. They have the Dodgers seventh. Now, again, this was Monday of this week right here on Sports Overnight America, conversing right now. You can email us, sportsfred@AOL.com. The problem with Milwaukee, number one, is Yelich's back, which always seems to go out at the wrong time. The Phillies have already lost Zach Wheeler. And the problem with rating the Dodgers seventh is that if you're going in a three-game set, and that's probably what they're going to be as a wild card, and you've got healthy pitchers, nobody can compare to the Dodgers' top three or four pitchers the way they're pitching now.
Well, look at the Milwaukee rotation, though, honestly.
Pretty tough. Yeah. All I'm saying is that
Bueller's going to help the Phillies.
Yeah, sure he will, yeah. Play fantasy, bet against him every time he pitches. But, okay, what do you think about what I'm trying to say is that with Wheeler gone, the Phillies aren't the same because Lizardo's a good pitcher, but he's not Wheeler. Wheeler, take a look at his numbers in the playoffs, Art. They're astounding. Take it away.
It's so wide open right now in both leagues, to be perfectly honest. You look at, you know, what Mize and Scooble have done in Detroit. Then you look at Rodon, and you look at Fried in New York. I mean, and you said it, Fred. If you've got two or three really good starters, you got a chance to run the tables in the playoffs. And I mean, it comes down to that. You know, what Schwarber has been able to do has saved the Phillies so far. What a great year. Nobody thought when he was like 75-1 to be an NL MVP. You know, he's just Schwarbino. They're calling him in Philly. But, yes, you're right. And I like the fact that there's 10, 12 teams that have a shot to win the World Championship. I think it's going to make for great October excitement.
2 years ago, Texas wins it. Nobody would have thought going
in. And they're still in the hunt, a game and a half out of the wild card.
Yeah. Laura, you're the biggest Dodger fan right now on Sports Overnight America. How far can the Dodgers go? How far will they go?
I think they're peaking at the right time, you know. I think that
play good ball right now.
They're playing. They've been playing for the postseason. I mean, they want to win the division. They look like they're going to win the division.
Mookie is starting to hit, you guys, and that's the key to that lineup.
Mookie's hitting like .380 over his last, you know, 30 games or something. I mean, he's just phenomenal. He hit like 4 for 5 the other night
with a grand slam.
Right. And I think it's dangerous for people to count the Dodgers out. I don't think they're seventh.
But you know what's funny is the Padres get the Rockies this weekend.
Mark.
Yeah, but
Mark,
the Padres,
your Pirates are not going to win it.
The Pirates won't win it, but Skeens will get the Cy Young.
Make your case.
My Padres are looking like a pick apart.
Make your case on Skeens.
Yeah, I want to hear this too.
Make my case on Skeens. Look at his ERA. Only second to Vida Blue with the starts he's had. He's thrown 200. He has 200 strikeouts. I mean, yeah, it's a team that's in last place, but Jacob DeGrom won two Cy Youngs.
He should sue. He should sue for mouth support. Honest to God.
Yeah, but you know, get into the Dodgers.
I think that's a recognized cause of action.
Yeah, I ran to this one.
Motion to dismiss.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Nobody's afraid of the Dodgers. The Brewers are 6-0 against them. I mean, the Phillies are 9-3 in their last 12. The Cubs and the Mets have handled business with them. I think the Cubs have were a game better this year than them in the season series. And I think the Mets drew, you know, the stick in the sand with them. The only team the Dodgers have really beat in this playoff jumble is the Padres, where I think they were 9-3 against them.
That's who they need to beat.
Well, even if you win the division, now you're playing teams that have beat up on you. So I don't know.
It's a whole different game when you get in the playoffs.
They didn't have any problem with last year.
And I got to tell you something. The Dodgers' road record is absolutely terrible. They're 34-38 on the road.
Do you see now the bottom feeders are behind them. They got 7 with the Giants, 3 with the Phillies, on the road in Arizona.
You're calling the Giants bottom feeders right now?
Who?
So what you're saying, you're calling the Giants bottom?
No. I said the bottom feeders are behind them. There's no Colorado they're playing. So okay. Their next 2 weeks are 7 with the Giants, 3 with the Phillies, on the road in Arizona and Seattle. And you don't think these teams are going to get jacked up to play them?
And baby, it's a 16-game sprint to home.
And wait a minute.
That's
all you got throwing is Yamamoto and Kershaw, and there's a lot of question marks after that. Unless you bring in Flop Scott.
There's no question mark if they're healthy, Mark. If the two other pitchers are healthy, Glasnow's healthy, Snell's healthy, there's no question mark whatsoever.
They have the best four. Yeah, you're right.
They might get Sasaki back. He's throwing. So,
Laura, let me ask you something. Dave Roberts, whoever
Dave Roberts.
In my opinion, you got to go longer with your starters. The relief corps has proven itself to be totally inept.
The arson squad.
Agree or disagree? Taylor Scott is not great. Go ahead, Laura.
It's just astounding and perplexing what the bullpen is. The bullpen is supposed to save games, not supposed to lose games, right? And both Tanner Scott and Kirby Yates have just been awful. That Blake Treinen, who used to be, before this was pretty reliable, just had a horrible game. I think Dave Roberts wants to the extent he can save the starters for the postseason. I mean, he doesn't want to burn them out. I think he would have kept in. I think Glasnow went through 7 with an
OBP. He went seven.
Let me ask you a question, Laura, and everybody. Do you think it's an advantage to actually have those days off at the end of the season by getting one of the two? I think it's a disadvantage.
Well,
I would rather come right out and play and keep rolling. It's just my opinion. That's all I'm saying.
I think
Laura, agree or disagree? 30 seconds. Agree or disagree?
Well, I think it might be for pitchers, but not necessarily for the position players. But for pitchers, I think that they can always use a little rest. I don't think there's a problem there. But
yeah, they go so hard so long now.
I'm still trying to figure out, did Yamamoto get the no-hitter in Baltimore or the Dodgers lost?
26 out does not make 27. Yeah. Back with more.
He's going to have a no-hitter.
Aaron's trivia right after this on Sports.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, we're back on Sports Overnight America, everybody. And later, Jeff Bellinger teaches sports media, sports business, Annenberg at USC. And Jeff knows as much about anything in the sports world from that perspective as anybody I've ever talked to in my entire life. Known him a long, long time. You can email us, sportsfredadeo.com, sportsfredadeo.com. Let's play some Barron Sports Trivia. The UCLA Bruins, Laura, we'll start with Laura here. The UCLA Bruins in 1980, they played against Louisville in the championship game. Former UCLA assistant was coaching Louisville. Who might that have been, Laura?
Oh, I know this.
Who might that have been, Laura?
My old golf partner.
Yeah.
Laura, what'd you say?
Denny Crum.
Denny Crum. Yeah. Why do you say Denny Crum?
Yeah, I keep getting, I don't want to get things right because I don't like playing this game.
You think it's right? Yep.
That's my best guess.
Mark thinks it's Danny Crum, which makes it wrong. You do understand. He's the World War IV candidate. Mark, is it right?
It is right.
Even if you're wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
Art, is Mark right? Is Laura right?
They're both right.
They're both right. That is correct. We open with a winner right here on Sports.
Way to go, Laura.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't win.
Mark, you ready?
I am ready.
You got one right, so you're going to miss this one. Maybe. Okay, we'll see. Danny Dimes threw three touchdown passes last week. Where did he go to school? Danny Dimes, former of the Giants. Where did he go to school?
Shoot. Was it Purdue?
Purdue. Why do you say Purdue?
I think it's Purdue, the Boilermakers.
You think it's Purdue? Art, is it Purdue?
Now, if he's a Duke Blue Devil, and I got to tell you, I was really impressed with the way he played that game against McDaniel and the Miami Dolphins, and McDaniel's in real big trouble right now.
Laura, is it Purdue or Duke for Danny Dimes? Played for the Giants for 5 years.
I'm sure I know who Danny Dimes is, but I was born at Duke, so I'm going to go with Duke.
Oh, shoot.
Mark, I told you, you got one in a row. That's about the longest streak for the World Sports Handicapper.
I feel like the Pirates.
All right, Art, where did Lamar Jackson go to school?
Louisville.
Yeah.
Mark, where did...
Yep, he went to Louisville.
Oh, boy. You think you got this one right, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Laura, are you going to make it three on the Louisville, or do you disagree?
I think he went to Louisville.
All right, these questions are much too easy. Because
so, Fred, my question is, when we do Baron Sports Trivia in a few years and you ask where a quarterback went to school and he's got five different places on his resume, how tough is that going to be?
All right, let's talk about different quarterbacks at different schools, okay? Jackson Dart, how badly does Russell Wilson have to play for Jackson Dart, who started at USC and went to Mississippi, to get a chance? Or are they going to sit him out all year? What do you think, Art?
The keys to the castle and the keys to the Ferrari are about ready to get handed to the blonde bombshell who played at USC at Ole Miss, and he played for some real good offensive coaches. And I like the moxie the kid has. I kind of wish they could wait it a little longer, but at this time, you know, I might even think about maybe throwing Jameis Winston in for a few series, just because I don't know if Jackson Dart is really ready to handle New York City, the media, and the starting job for the New York Giants.
Laura, do you think that a 22-year-old is ready for the National Football League, USC and Mississippi, for Jackson Dart?
Well, I think he's going to get a chance. I think they'll give Russell Wilson one more game. And if he performs the way he has, I think they'll bring Jackson Dart.
You think Daboll is a dead man walking right now?
That's not a very good team, Art. I mean, going into the season, I said 5-12. They could be worse than that.
And their schedule, Fred, their schedule is like, they're not too many favors with
well,
that schedule.
It just goes to show you, like we were talking about earlier, when we were all growing up, Marino and Elway carried the clipboard behind DeBerg and some of these guys in Woodley for a year, and they learned the whole system. The only team that does that now is Green Bay with Love.
And look at that performance last night.
Yeah, and if people don't believe that, well, look at Geno Smith and Justin Fields, who are thrown in the fire. Teams got rid of them, and now look what they're doing now.
How much money would you have made in Vegas if you could have got the prop Aaron Rodgers throwing four TD passes against the Jets in the opener?
Sometimes you got to get into a small market and succeed where you can concentrate on just football.
Ooh, right, good point.
Art, your turn. So far, everybody's right on the Sports Overnight America on Baron Sports Trivia. League of Their Own. Tom Hanks, he played the manager of the club in the 40s. In the All-American.
Jimmy Dudley, right?
Jimmy Dugan, he played.
That's right.
But who did he play in real life? Who did they say he played in real life?
God, I want to say Zach. What do you mean? The little power hitting guy from the Cubs.
You're saying Hack Wilson?
Yes, Hack Wilson.
You say it's Hack Wilson?
I think it is. I'm not sure.
Remember now, they held up a sign that said Jimmy Dugan hit 58 home runs. Did Hack Wilson ever hit 58 home runs?
Ooh, that's a good point. So it probably would have been the other guy. Jimmy played for Jimmy Fox. Jimmy Fox. There you go.
Lauren, was it Jimmy Fox?
Jimmy somebody.
What?
It was Jimmy somebody.
Double X.
Seriously, it was Jimmy Fox, and he managed in that league a little bit later in the 50s. He really did. So they took him and they put him in as Tom Hanks. I thought Tom Hanks, this is before his two Academy Awards, because this was 92. Then 93 and 94, he picked up the Academy Awards. But Tom Hanks won great, actor.
Do
I don't
have,
think any question. All right.
Three Oscars in his career. Is that
I
right?
I saw him when he first started doing stand-up comedy at the Old Valley Hilton.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a sports trivia question for you guys.
Okay.
Get my revenge here. Okay, talking about managers who pull pitchers who are throwing a no-hitter. Okay?
Right.
Which manager has the record for pulling the most pitchers?
Dave Roberts.
For what now?
For throwing the most pitchers who are pitching a no-hitter.
I think
pulling
them
out of
Roberts.
The game while they have a no-hitter going.
Yep.
So which manager has the record for pulling the most pitchers?
Roberts.
Got to be somebody in recent vintage.
You say Dave Roberts, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you say? He did it with Stripling and all these other
guys. I'm going with Billy Martin.
Okay,
No.
Brad.
I don't think in the 80s or the 70s, I think they would have pulled him. They would have given him the shot to go. I think it's got to be somebody in recent vintage, to tell you the truth. I don't know. Who is it, Laura?
Dusty Baker.
Wow.
Oh, Dusty.
I love turning the tables.
Yeah.
Look at how happy she is.
You guys know I'm a lawyer, right?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, the turnabout is fair play.
What's your favorite sports movie of all time, Laura?
You know what? It's probably A League of Their Own. I love that movie.
Gina Davis.
That just was great. I mean,
Pride of the Yankees.
That just came to mind because we were just talking about it. But I don't know. There's
I like Ricky Vaughn in Major League.
You like Major League?
Yeah. How about the Brian Piccolo story?
Brian.
I just said Life of Brian, and then the Jim Thorpe story with Burt Lancaster. That
William
was
Bendix playing Babe Ruth.
Artie, you mentioned Brian Song, 1971.
Yeah.
Brian Song. What did I say? Life of Brian?
TV movie.
Brian Song.
TV movie. And yeah. For a TV movie to be thought of as.
And Hollywood took some liberties with that. They had George Halas still coaching when the coach, he had just retired. There's a bunch of things they did. But you know what? The story itself, like we were talking about, and we're going to talk about with Jeff, is, you know, in sports in the world today, that brought things to a point that needed to be pointed. When a young black man and a young Italian running back have a great, great relationship as friends. And that's, you know, that's what sports has to do in society. And we need to see that happen more.
James Caan, Shelley Fabres, and we'll come back and talk to Jeff Fallinzer about sports, business, sports, media. When we do come back, on Sports Overnight America.
That leaf pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up? Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer, now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We've had Jeff Bellinger out many times on Sports Overnight America. Jeff, of course, teaches sports media, sports business, Annenberg at USC. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Right, I'm at the Coliseum, just outside the Coliseum right now. I just took my my Friday sports media grad class on a tour of the Coliseum, talking about the Olympics coming up. And so I'm in the right frame of mind right now.
Wow.
No parking problems right now.
God, I used to love to go over there on Fridays.
Is there an Artie Shore statue you passed?
Yeah, that's right, my statue. They buried it about 8 feet under the Coliseum floor.
It's a nude statue, as you guys know. So, I don't know. Artie wants to talk about that part. But.
Jeff, 55 years ago this week, major history was made in the world of collegiate football. USC versus Alabama. Jeff Bellinger, talk about it.
Yeah, it was 55 years ago today, Fred, September 12th, 1970, and it's historic. I honor the moment, the game, the players, the issues. Every semester of my class, I had John Papadakis, Bruce Rawlinson, the longtime modern day high school coach, who was on that USC team, and Bill Holland, fullback, who scored the last touchdown in that game, in my class this week. And it was a tremendous discussion, stimulating and back and forth. And the memories are so vivid for these guys that played in this game. This was an integrated USC, fully integrated USC football team with a black quarterback, a black tailback who was from Alabama, Clarence Davis. And then Sam Cunningham, a black fullback who didn't start the game but ran wild. And they said the practices were tougher than that game. USC gained 550 yards, like 300 more than Alabama. And Alabama was an all-white team. And Bear Bryant had a couple of black players on his freshman team. Freshmen weren't eligible then. So he had just started the process of recruiting black players. But this really pushed it along. And there's a lot of talk about, did Bear Bryant know that he had little chance to win the game? He and John McKay were very close. Was it just two friends deciding to play a game? That this was the first year that the NC had gone to an extra game, a 10th game. So that was the reason for, an 11th game to go to schedule this big non-conference matchup, which was not on national TV 9 years before ESPN started. So it was a story that largely developed later, many years later, almost two decades later, when John Papadakis, the defensive leader of that team, said, I think something happened that night, something special. And he wrote the story, wrote a treatment for it. And it's turned into two books, a great documentary, which we watched together in class that Showtime released in 2013, narrated by Tom Selleck.
Hey, Jim, I mean, Jeff.
It was a tremendous discussion. And the students were, I think, eyes wide open. And it was all with 3 hours. It was just awesome.
Yeah, Jimmy Jones lives right here in Harrisburg.
Right.
And he and I have had a lot of talks about that game and how much it meant to the USC football team to prove to one of the great coaches of all time, who had already kind of seen it happening because of what Duffy Daugherty had done coming down from Michigan State,
yep,
and raiding and getting guys like Bubba Smith. So it was forming in college football. But I think it's a seminal moment in the history of the United States. And with all the things that are going on in our country right now, I think it kind of tempers a little bit as to what we need to do as a country to come together and kind of look at things from a little different viewpoint where we can discuss things. And like Laura and I disagree with a whole lot of things politically, but we have meaningful discussions where we listen to what the other person says, whether we agree or don't agree, but we have civil discourse. And how important is that in our society right now?
Artie, you just nailed it. I started off the class that night. I'm driving up and the news and the events with Charlie Kirk. And I'm saying, I'm going to a college campus where he was gunned down. We're going to have a discussion that might be a little uncomfortable when you talk about race. And Bill Holland talked about some of the racism he faced even on the USC campus in 1970. Yes. You know, I mean, they were not at quite the level that, students were facing in those early years of segregating universities in the South, but nonetheless, they were lasting. They had an impact, and he talked about them 55 years later, and it was difficult to hear, but I said, we're going to have some conversations tonight that may not be easy for everybody to hear, but we're going to have them. We're going to disagree, and we're going to be, but we're going to be candid and open and honest. And it was a very diverse audience, a group of students that I have, 81 and all. And so that was on my mind. And so it provided kind of a backdrop that night. And I think you're spot on, Artie. It's just important. And hopefully sports can always be a forum, a way for us to connect with each other, not always agree. That's just not it's the way life is, but at least to listen and be respectful. And we honor Sam Cunningham every time we do this. And he was someone that was as good as it gets as a human being, treated everybody well and with respect. So I think we all left that night maybe feeling like better about things and hopeful at least about things. And it was a seminal moment for college football and even race relations in the South. And it really grew from there. And now you look at the schools in the SEC and, you know, coaches are colorblind. It's a matter of getting the best players. And John McKay saw that a lot earlier than a lot of coaches. And now the rest of the country has caught up. But at that time, it was quite a stark difference, as we discussed that night.
Laura Snoke, you're very political. You're on with Jeff Fellinger. You. Brett's coughing to death here. Laura, take it away.
Political princess.
I just want to echo what Art said, of course. And I do think that sports is a great vehicle to bring people together, because I was thinking about that when I was at the Dodger game recently and waiting in line to get a bobblehead. And I thought, I looked up and down the line, I thought, you know, all these people here, they have one thing in common. They're all Dodger fans. And they might not have anything else in common, but that is a common thread that we can build on. I was really impressed with the statement that George W. Bush made after the shooting. I was singularly unimpressed and appalled by the statement of our current president. So, I mean, it just didn't help anything. It just fanned the flames. And I don't think that's what we need right now. I think we need I'll talk to anybody about anything, anywhere, you know, and I won't get mad. Well, I might get mad, but I won't get violent.
That's the key. That is the key. This violence has got to end. Go ahead, Marky.
No, let Jeff answer that. Jeffrey, Jeff, answer that.
Yeah. No, I think you're right, Laura. Like, you know, a president's statement, it immediately assigned blame before we'd even identified the shooter. So I thought, no, I think the message is we need to try to come together, and we need to walk on a bridge together. And the differences, we may not be able to convert someone to our thinking on a topic. Very hard to do that, but at least we can be respectful. And you know, even Sam Cunningham's dad, before Sam, when he came every semester when I did this. All the way up until, you know, we lost him in 2021. But he said his dad told him before they went down there to play the game is, in so many words, but be respectful of the way things are. You don't have to agree with them, but like they are what they are, and just go down there and do your job, essentially, was what he told him. And I've thought about that, too, is there's a time and place, and that wasn't in his mind and in Sam's dad's mind, the time or the place to do anything other than go and play the game.
But I also do think, I mean, in light of that, I do think that it is not appropriate to be respectful toward hate.
Right.
So it's not just like every point of view is equal. You know, if somebody is expressing a point of view that is grounded in hate, whether it's racism or misogynism or any other ism that directs hate at a group or a typical a political party or a philosophy
coming from hatred,
entitled to respect.
Laura, coming from hatred is coming from actual ignorance.
Yes.
I mean, that's what people have to understand.
Well,
you can't come at any kind of a situation, Marky, and you can talk about it yourself now with Jeff. You know, you have to be open-minded. You have to have a heart, and you have to care for individuals no matter what their colors are.
Well, I think, you know, I'll allude just to football terms, and maybe everybody can understand it. Everybody gets enthralled with the quarterback, the running back, and the wide receivers. I think the successful coaches are the ones that know how to build the line. And the line is the trenches, whether it's the offensive line or the defensive line. What I mean by that is, I think what you have today is corporate America with a tongue-in-cheek mentality. We care. It's a rah-rah setting. Could be a kumbaya circle or whatever. But until you bridge, get that gap closer from CEOs and employees and everything, and understand that if you're making big money and somebody's not making big money, then maybe you need to go into work a little earlier and ask people how they're actually doing in everyday life and how's their family and everything. There might be some people that might not want to talk.
And Mark, that's what true leaders do.
Yep.
True leaders bring people up to their level. And they don't suppress people down.
And that's what it becomes, because to me, being born in this country, and the gap is widening big time, it's because I think we're more reactive than we are proactive.
All right. We're talking to Jeff Fellinger, teaches sports business media at USC for many, many years. Jeffrey, as things have developed more and more streaming, next step, I presume, will be the Super Bowl being on pay-per-view. How the hell can the average person possibly afford to watch as many games as they used to be able to watch? Because you can't have every streaming service, and if it's $99.95 or $79.95, Super Bowl, it's right away, right ahead of us. Jeff, tell us about that, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think it's, I don't know if I would say it's inevitable. I'm thinking that it's certainly possible. The streaming situation is, and I was just talking to a friend who's very involved in the business, and he said, you know, it's confusing for fans. There are pain points when it comes to signing up for different services. There's confusion on which stations, like the Chargers Chiefs game from Brazil, you watch it on YouTube TV, but there's a network that will broadcast each team's games in their home market. But what network is it on in LA? It was on KNBC, but the Chargers had their preseason games on, I believe, KTLA.
Right.
And so there's confusion about which broadcast network will get YouTube TV. Do I get YouTube or YouTube TV? they're making it, Sunday Ticket is trying to make it easier by not requiring you to buy the entire season.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, isn't it more expensive?
Can we ever get to a point where, Laura, can we ever get to a
entire season is expensive, so they're going to offer it to you in smaller chunks. You don't have
it's more expensive, totally.
Can we?
If you paid for Sunday Ticket in whatever the chunks are.
It's $500, let's say.
Yes, it's twice as much as it used to be.
Right.
But whatever happened to a la carte sports, where if you're a Steeler fan living in Rome, Alaska, could you watch the Steelers? And, you know, maybe you don't care about the other 29 teams. This is the part that I get. Plus, they lie outright. I mean, I tried to watch a game the other night. They said, please come here. It'll be for free. Da-da-da-da. Next thing I know, I got, you know, $9.95 on my credit card.
It's free, but if you don't remember to cancel it a month later, then it gets charged.
It takes you 3 days to cancel it.
Yes.
In our last 60 seconds, are you optimistic that the average fan will be able to afford what's going on now in sports?
You know, Fred, it is really a great question, because the prices just to come to the games. And I always tell my students, your currency as a sports fan is to say you were there. Yeah. You know, I was at the Kirk Gibson game. I was at a Clayton Kershaw no hitter. I've had this, you know, many Rose Bowls and Super Bowls. And I talk about those things. That's my currency as a sports fan. And if you're priced out, can watch it on TV. It's not quite the same.
Yeah.
But now it's the point where you might be priced out of television, and some people might be. So keep
always the light. Best. Man, always the best, you. Jeff. Way to go.
Nice to see you guys. Thank you.
Jeff Fellin, back with more on Sports Overnight America.
Mm-hmm. One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Jeff Bellinger for making an appearance. He'll be on many, many times, and he has been over the years on Sports Overnight America. Mark, you mentioned a fight at SoFi. Talk about it, Mark.
Well, the Texans and the Rams played this past Sunday. The Rams won, but I guess this couple from Texas wearing their J.J. Watt jerseys or whatever knocked into a couple Ram fans and then looked like WWE thing broke out. And, you know, it's funny when you look at the safest stadiums in the NFL, and this was at marquee teams like the Packers, Steelers coming in, where, you know, the fight start with the Raider fans and everything. Sorry, Laura. And but the safest stadium in the NFL is the Buffalo Bills. The worst.
Yeah, but you don't want to be a table there, though.
Yeah, but the worst fan violence is supposed to be Baltimore's.
Oh, Laura, let me ask you something. I won't go to a Raven game.
Let me ask you something as an attorney. If somebody gets beaten up by a fan,
lifetime ban.
Can the person that got beaten up go after the team? Or do they just have to go after the person that beat them up?
Got to read the back of the ticket.
Yeah, I mean, well, even if there wasn't, I'm sure there is a release language in the tickets. But even if there wasn't, I don't know, you could blame the team for it. I mean, that'd be pretty hard. I think there have been allegations that the teams haven't provided sufficient security. But there's really no obligation on the part of a team to provide enough security so that people don't have get their tempers out of control.
Hey, wow. Fred, can we bet on Fresno State basketball this year? Or yes. What's the situation?
Three basketball players, Fresno State, San Jose State,
Fred,
who are currently ineligible because they bet on props. We've talked about this all the time, and I wish we had more time tonight on Sports Overnight America because we've won all night long on Sports Overnight America. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mario. Thank you, Art. Back with more all night long on Sports Overnight America.